You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And as mentioned on last week's show, the smash hit production of South Pacific has just arrived right here in Nottingham. Now, this is a brand new version of the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic that started life at the Chichester Festival Theatre, directed by the brilliant Daniel Evans, and it's now out on a UK tour. And I think, as I've said before on Showtime, I had never seen South Pacific before, so I went into the show with a steady combination of excitement and, if I'm being honest, a little bit of trepidation, because so often these classic golden age musicals can feel a bit dated or out of place for a modern audience. Well, South Pacific does not have that issue at all. Yes, there are bits that one might say is of its time, particularly in terms of like the views on relationship goals, I would say. But as a story overall, there is so much that's relevant to today's world and society. And having read the programme, that is something that director Daniel Evans and also choreographer An Yi really wanted to capture. And I think that they have. Like, South Pacific has always famously been ahead of its time with regards to how it portrays racism in particular. Like, there is a pretty major plotline in the show where a young American nurse called Nellie Forbush has fallen for a French plantation owner, Emile Debec, but she refuses to continue their relationship when she discovers that he's had two children with a Polynesian woman. And Emile absolutely calls her out on it and refuses to apologise for his past relationship, even if Nellie can't get over her own prejudices and accept that he'd been with a woman of colour before. And in fact, there's even a song in the second act called You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, in which the American Marine Lieutenant Cable explains to Emile that racism and prejudice is not something that you're born with at all, but something that is, particularly in America, ingrained in society and forced on you as a child, which, let me tell you, caused a lot of controversy when the show first opened in America in the late 1940s and was thought to be far too inappropriate to be featured on stage. You know, Rodgers and Hammerstein risked pretty much their entire show with this to stick to their anti-racism message with South Pacific, despite there being legislative challenges to its decency and appropriateness, and they were even accused of being part of the communist agenda. So with all that in mind, it certainly gives a very interesting reading of this particular show and its relevance to today, as I said. Now, I will point out that certain elements have been changed and some more offensive language choices have been removed from the original script for this production, which I was really pleased to see. I'm glad that the creative team took the decision to not use potentially triggering words, and I think the way they got round one line in particular, in my opinion, did way more for the character development of Nellie, because instead of saying something very offensive, you saw her kind of stop herself before she said something that she couldn't take back, if that makes sense. And I really appreciated that. And I think the part of Nellie was played so charmingly as well by Gina Beck. Like, she was funny and endearing and really well played that switch from slightly bumbling girl from Arkansas to woman who is trying to handle the difficulties of a grown-up relationship. I mean, Gina Beck's voice is as gorgeous as ever, and Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair and I'm In Love with a Wonderful Guy were particular favourites of mine, just for the charm and twinkle that she brought to them. Now, she plays opposite Julian Ovenden as Emile Debec. It has been a while since I've seen Julian in anything personally, but every time I do, I am reminded of what an excellent leading man he is. He just has that automatic presence and gravitas, and his voice is so suited to this style of music. It's like taking a step back in time when you listen to him. Like, when he sang This Nearly Was Mine in the second act, it was show-stopping. There is nothing more I can say to describe it. It was amazing. We then also have Rob Houchin as the young Lieutenant Cable. Now, I'll admit that he doesn't have as much to do in this show as other productions that I've seen Rob in, but everything he does is done so well. Again, his voice is so suited to this style of singing and just soars through the theatre, particularly in Younger Than Springtime. I also really enjoyed the way that he interacted in his early scenes with Liat, the young Tonkinese woman that Lieutenant Cable falls for. Often scenes like that come off a bit as like instantaneous love, but I think it was played really gently by Rob and Sarah Maihara as Liat, and the dance sequence that then unfolded was so beautiful. And then rounding off the main principal characters, we also have Joanna Ampel as Bloody Mary, Liat's mother and a woman who makes money from selling island-inspired souvenirs to the American soldiers. Now, this is a character that has been described as problematic or caricaturish in the past, and I think this production of South Pacific, under Daniel Evans' direction, has done a really good job of taking a step away from that. Like, Bloody Mary feels much more rounded now, and we get to see that her interactions with the American GIs is much more of a performance. And there's this really clever moment where we see her taking off her face paints and transforming into a much more caring, realistic, well-rounded person who is driven more than anything by the need to protect her daughter. And it's played so well by Joanna Ampel. She was one of the performers that I was most excited to see in South Pacific, and definitely did not disappoint with her performance. Seeing her in this show has also made me all the more excited about the fact that she's going to be playing a gender-flipped version of the engineer in Sheffield Theatre's revival of Miss Saigon next year. Like, that is definitely going to be one to watch. I'm very excited about it. But then to get back on track to South Pacific, like, the whole cast are incredible. I really need to shout out the ensemble as well. The way they moved throughout the scenes was so seamless, but the big dance sequences in There Is Nothing Like a Dame and Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair were highlights for sure. A special mention in that regard to choreographer and movement director Anne Yee for creating those pieces, and also for her work with Sarah Maihara as Liat. Sarah is just the most gorgeous dancer, and I really enjoyed the way that dance was used for the character of Liat throughout the show. Like, the opening sequence in which she was dancing in the middle of the stage and then suddenly gets surrounded by all these American soldiers in the middle of a war, basically. It was just such a good contrast and just, you know, instantly established everything that you needed to know about the tone and setting of this show. It's what theatre is made for. And to be honest, that's just the tip of the iceberg of why we need to sing the praises for this particular creative team. They have created such a stunning show here. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anything so prettily designed as this version of South Pacific, with a special mention to Howard Harrison for the lighting design in particular, because my goodness, it is breathtaking. And the other thing that I absolutely loved about this show that I have to mention, and something that I know I've talked about a lot on radio, it's the fact that there's a proper orchestra here. Now, you might think that that isn't anything worth noting, or like, every show has an orchestra. No, shows have bands nowadays. It is comparatively rare for there to be a proper orchestra, and while live bands always do sound amazing, there is something so special about there being a full orchestra with the depth and dynamics that all those extra people and instruments bring to it. Like, as much as it's the sound and the literal volume of the orchestra that's impressive, it's also the background pieces that you wouldn't get otherwise, like the little trumpet riff behind the main melody or the sound of a harp. It's just stunning. And the new orchestrations by David Cullen really take this music to a whole new level, because there are so many familiar songs in South Pacific. Even if you think you don't know much of the music, I promise you that you'll sit in the audience and recognise nearly everything that you hear, because they are such musical theatre staples. And so it is a privilege to hear the songs of this show as they were intended, and in a way that does them true justice as well. Because this is classical musical theatre at its very best, which is something I kind of wanted to touch on as well in this review, because I feel like a lot of contemporary versions of classic musicals often try to modernise them in some way. Like, there may be a gender-flipped character or a bit more awareness of gender fluidity and identity and things like that, which works so well in those cases, and I'm always really pleased to see that representation. I will say that this version of South Pacific doesn't have any of that. It really leans into the golden age classic musical theatre vibe instead, especially in terms of like the style of singing as well, which I know can sometimes rub people up the wrong way because it's that musical theatre voice. So I accept that from that sense it might not be for everyone, but at the same time I can also say that this feels like a very accessible way of seeing a proper golden age musical. Like, it does feel old fashioned and it does feel nostalgic, but in the best possible way. Like, the first act is an hour and a half, but it does not feel that. It flies by. So if you love that style of theatre already, or maybe you want to give that kind of musical a go because you're not sure about it yet, then this is absolutely the right place to start. It really captures the golden age quality while still having enough creativity in its staging and in its design to win over audiences who are more used to exclusively modern musicals, shall we say. So I would definitely recommend this particular production as a really good starting point to dip your toe in the metaphorical waters and have a taste of properly classic musical theatre. But I'm aware that it's all well and good me telling you why I think you should see South Pacific. Let's hear it from one of the cast members too. Here's why Rob Houchin himself thinks you should come and see the show.
Well, we've spoken about the orchestra. So the orchestra, for a start, is absolutely incredible and beautiful to hear. It's a wall of sound right from the get-go. But I would say that this show is just a beautiful reinvention of a classic. And you'll see when you watch it how relevant it is to today and how these songs are poignant, beautiful, and also, like, not only tell a story, but are written with such, like, wit and intelligence. And it's like, there's no wonder it's a classic, because it's gonna live on forever.
He is so right. It's very true. Like, there is a reason that this show is still running and still getting great reviews and audience reactions over 70 years on from when it was first stage. Like, there is something very special about it and about experiencing classic musical theatre in this way. So, if South Pacific has taken your fancy, make sure you catch it while it's in Nottingham this week. It'll be at the Theatre Royal until Saturday, the 22nd of October, and tickets are available from the link here in the post. I will say, as someone who has been to see the show, I would recommend sitting higher up if you can. I think it would give you a better view of the overall stage and would mean that you also get to keep an eye on the orchestra, which is something you do miss if you're in the stalls. But honestly, it is such a well-designed and well-staged show that wherever you sit in the theatre, it's going to be a sight to behold. You can also hear more about the show itself in my interview with Rob Houchin, which again is linked here in the post if you want to give it a listen. But for now, though, I will say goodbye. Of course, I'll be back again before you know it on Sunday, first at 6 p.m. live on urn1350.net for Showtime with non-stop musical theatre news and show tunes. And then I'll have a brand new Spotlight On podcast for you straight after that at 7 o'clock to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.